Throwing up his straw hat high in the air, Lucan Mosley shouted, "How about that for a little country boy from Christian County?" So, who exactly is Lucan Mosley talking about? He is talking about Flying Ebony, a Kentucky Derby winner from Christian County, my hometown. Let me tell you a story that dates back over 100 years ago. A story about overcoming multiple odds. So go ahead and get comfortable while I take you back in time. The Kentucky Derby was always a popular event, but when World War I ended, many citizens became intrigued by horse racing. The demand and interest in thoroughbred racing got the farmers in Christian County excited. Ching-ching, you know what I mean? One farmer named Lucan Mosley bred Flying Ebony in 1922 on his farm in Christian County. The coolest fact about this is that the farm is located near my grandparents' house. Of course, Mosley was in the business for making money, so he sold the young horse to Gifford Cochran and sent him on a train from Christian County to New York. Cochran was an American entrepreneur, but loved sports too. Cochran had William Duke train Flying Ebony. At the age of 2 years old, Flying Ebony won 4 out of 8 races. The horse was becoming known as a fast track sprinter. As a 3-year-old, the colt won 3 out of his 5 starts, including America's top race, the Derby. Flying Ebony wasn't even supposed to race in the Derby. The horse that Cochran had in the race was injured while traveling. Flying Ebony was sent as a replacement. Flying Ebony was a great horse, but his odds of winning against the world's greatest horses were slim. On the day before the race, jockey Earl Sandy was said to be going from stable to stable begging owners to let him ride their horses in the big race. Sandy finally persuaded Cochran to let him mount Flying Ebony in the big race. At 7 a.m. on May 16, 1925, Churchill Downs was ready to open the gates. Louisville, Kentucky was the place to be. For the first time ever, radio stations operated from Churchill Downs. It was a sporting event that'd be broadcasted all over the world by radio. It was the most beautiful day until 20 minutes before the race, when the sky turned gray and it stormed. The dry horse track was a muddy mess, but the horses took their post. The trumpet sounded, and the horses were off. It was a tight race. Rounding the turn, Sandy took Flying Ebony to the lead. Little did Sandy know that Flying Ebony was a mudder and could fly in the mud. And that's just what he did. He flew past the finish line first, throwing mud behind his tail. Flying Ebony did it. He won the 51st Kentucky Derby on May 16, 1925. Lucan Mosley was ecstatic. His Christian County heart exploded with happiness and joined the happy group in the stables after the race to celebrate. Mosley, a farmer, had placed Hopkinsville in Christian County on the sports map of the world. He continued to breed horses after the Derby win and later died in 1968. Flying Ebony retired to a farm in Lexington and was later sold to an estate in California, where he died in 1943. Although Flying Ebony died in 1943, his bloodline still continues to flow strong in horse racing. I love horses, and I love my hometown, but we can all learn from this story of Flying Ebony. Flying Ebony wasn't supposed to race in the Derby, but he did, as a backup. Flying Ebony didn't have a jockey until last minute. Flying Ebony raced in the worst weather conditions possible. And you know what else Flying Ebony did? He beat the odds by 100-1 of winning the 51st Kentucky Derby. Always remember, the odds may not be in your favor, but you can persevere and come out on top just like Flying Ebony. Thank you.